Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Monday, November 28th. Written by Jason Willis, Associate Professor of Mathematics. Read by Matthew Tesnier.
Reflecting on Psalm 124 and Romans 6, 1-11, I wonder what our lives would be like without the help of the Lord, what our fate would be without the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Psalm 124 paints a picture of what could have become of Israel had it not been for the help of the Lord. The Israelites would have been swallowed up by enemies, prey for the predator, and washed away in floodwaters. In other words, Israel would have become extinct. Israel endured hardships, but they survived. God protected the Israelites and provided for them. He has done the same for us. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. He protected us from a death sentence by providing a means of atonement, a Savior. Paul explains in Romans 6, 1-11, that we are baptized into Christ Jesus, into His death, and also raised with Christ from the dead. Our old selves are gone away, so that we may walk a different life, a life that is no longer enslaved to sin. I will leave the exegesis of the Romans passage to my School of Divinity colleagues, but I will share my experiences with baptisms. Yes, I did write baptisms, plural. I have been baptized 3 times. The first time I was baptized came after my cousin and I were overcome with the fear of God during vacation Bible school when I was 11 years old. I attended a Methodist church, so we were sprinkled right there on the spot by the pastor when we decided we needed a ticket to heaven. Our parents were not happy that we were baptized in their absence, so we were re-sprinkled my second baptism the following Sunday. My third and final baptism was conducted when I changed membership from the Methodist church to the Baptist church, where a full immersion was required. At 17 years old, close to graduation from high school, I understood my need for a Savior. My decision to join the Baptist church came during the time our church had invited a focus group from Gardner-Webb University to work with our youth group. Little did I know, I would be a faculty member here 15 years later. God used that small group of students to reach into my heart, and they introduced me to the Jesus Christ I had learned about for years. Being baptized 3 times adds a little comedy to my life, but understanding what baptism symbolizes has changed my life. My prayer for those reading this today is that you will reflect on your baptism into Christ. We died with Him so that we could be raised with Him. I am thankful that God sent Jesus, and I am overjoyed that we will soon be celebrating His coming to earth.